Despite getting out to an early 7-0 lead in the first quarter, things went south for Denver for nearly three quarters. It started to look all so familiar. The Browns had 93 yards rushing in the first half, and if the injuries could not have gotten any worse, Ryan Terrain left in the second with a knee injury after it seemed like the rookie was finding a groove, averaging 5.7 yards a carry. Then, Selvin Young re-aggravated his groin injury, leaving the Broncos with rookie fullback Peyton Hillis to carry the load at tailback. And on defense, the Broncos lost Nate Webster with a knee injury in the first quarter. Now let's fast forward to the fourth quarter. The Browns leading 23-10, the Broncos knew they were at a crossroads for their season.
You know, it was kind of your backs are against the walls, and it was looking us in the face what type of team we want to be. Are we going to turn this thing around and be a playoff team, or are we going to sit and lay back and let the season pass us by? And we all decided in the huddle that we wanted to get this one and we were going to win.
It was a halftime. I mean, we were down and out, man. And when we came to the locker room, guys were still confident that, hey, let's pick it up. We know what we can do. And it was make or break, man. If we would have lost this game, we would have had a tough road ahead. And at least this gives us a chance. You can't foresee the future, but at least it gives us puts us in a great position and gives us a chance to play some good football.
And one play changed the game for Denver. A 93-yard touchdown pass from Jay Cutler to Eddie Royal, making it 23-20, and from that moment on, the Broncos' offense could not be stopped.
We needed a big play, and we wanted to make a big play. And the receivers, we take pride in that, you know. We want to come out and be playmakers for this team, and be stepped up at the end and made a good catch.
Denver had new life, and after a key strip by Dre Bly on Kellen Winslow, the Broncos went down the field, and later, Daniel Graham would rumble his way into the end zone, which gave the Broncos their first lead since the first quarter at 27-23. And despite the Browns going down the field and countering with a score of their own to make it 30-27, Jay Cutler led his offense on a 13-play, 80-yard drive, capped by a Brandon Marshall touchdown, giving the Broncos a monumental 34-30 victory to go to 5-4 on the season.
Very proud of our football team. You lose a couple running backs in that first half, and you lose your linebacker, and obviously a few injuries going into the game, and guys to fight the way they did for 60 minutes was a great effort and something I was very proud of.
Relieved. It's a tough week, you know. I mean, to play on Sunday, have to go in Monday, see what's going on with Cleveland, and then, try to practice on Tuesday and Wednesday. You know, guys are banged up. You can't go full speed. It's hard to get a true look, and we just got to come out here and go basic stuff and see who wins. You just got to gut it out, and offensive line played great. All the way across the board. You can't say enough about those guys. Whenever you go to an empty package, and there's no threat of running whatsoever, and those front four just coming, full head of steam, and for those guys to do what they did, it's huge.
Before the game, man, I was just thinking to myself that we don't need to put a game together to get our swagger back and to get going. We actually need just one drive and get in that end zone. And we got that drive early, and then a couple of bad plays and a turnover here kind of set us back a little bit. And then Eddie came out in the third quarter and got us that momentum by taking it the distance.
It's really, really important. I don't think we can really underestimate the importance of this win because we're going through a rough patch, and we have a few days off coming up. And if we hadn't got this win, it would have been a difficult one to swallow. We would have been at home really sulking. But getting this win, I mean, Cleveland's a good team despite their record. They're a good team, especially at home. We were able to come through with a team win, and it feels really good.
It was huge. As bad as we've been playing, and We really just needed a win, and to do it like we did was just awesome.
It's never good when you have a couple losses in a row. We knew we needed this game, yeah. And it was big for us, for our confidence, for everything. We wanted to stick together and come out and get a win.
Now the Broncos have some extra time to heal, and they will certainly need it with another road test in Atlanta in 10 days. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.